just this. Because our life, our practice is just this, we often must remind ourselves that despite there being something called formal sitting and other aspects of our life, our practice is always just this. And sitting is sitting. Preparing food is preparing food. Walking, talking to people as appropriate. So when we practice together, in the Zendo, that's one kind of practice. When we practice together virtually, some of us in a sitting place, Zendo, some of us at a distance, some of us at our home, the practice is still the same. The forms of the practice varies, but the forms of our life vary. So it's up to us to see clearly, to be clearly this that we are. To be, if we use a word, this mind, this heart mind, if we want to use that kind of word. We could say just this experience. It's not the circumstances and the conditions. It's how we are in the midst of them. We've talked about this in the past. If you remember, I brought up the Buddha's instructions to Bahiya, where he makes clear, when seeing, just see. When hearing, just hear. When cognizing, just cognizing, or thinking, or being emotion thought, if we use that kind of thing. It's the I'm thinking about him. It's I'm seeing that over there, and the bifurcating, trifurcating, etc. of this life, this experiencing, the added commenting and so forth, reacting, that is all that gets us into trouble. And by trouble, it's things we do, anger, greed, all the variations of that, confusions about it, or reactions to it that, in a sense, lead us to miss this that we always are, lead us to miss this unity, if I use that kind of word, that is just seeing, just hearing, just this. Hearing, just hearing. Hearing includes, of course, so-called people speaking and so-called me hearing, and yet when we get caught up in that way of understanding, commenting on, evaluating, then we miss ourselves. If we all the more add the commenting and thinking about and emoting, reacting and all the other ways us humans can function and entangle in those, then as we say in the practice principles, we're caught, we're holding. And as you all know, the consequence of that is trouble. So practicing together in a way at a distance, as we're doing, yet we're never practicing at a distance. It's only this universe that we are in myriad forms that offer us the opportunity to be right here. Not in some magical place, but exactly how, where you are. So where you are is your practice universe. And of course, there are supports, forms of formal sitting, forms of other activities, structures that we create or that others create that support us, that remind us of what's so, and enable us to notice when we are missing what's so, enable us to be attentive to the habits of body, mind, emotions, thoughts that blind us. So all of a sudden we can notice, oh, I've got spectacles on that are colored. That's why everything seems red or yellow, or everything seems to be angry, disappointing, sad, and then add on all the flavors of being human, emotion, thought, and believing those. Again, it's never about what arises and passes. It's always about what we entangle and get caught up in. So having several hours, days, practice, it's up to each of us, especially in a time when we're at a distance from each other. If we're all sitting together in a practice place in the Zendo, elsewhere, the form itself reminds us, nurtures us, supports us. If we are both doing that and also being at a distance, virtually or in other ways, then it's up to us to draw the support from the forms of our life, because no matter what the forms, it's always just this. It's always this experiencing moment. This experience, and I shouldn't even say, no need to say moment. And that's always available to you, to each of us, to all of us. So it's up to us to make good use of it. This doesn't mean some artificial state, but being just this moment, whether we're alone or with others, whether we're sitting formally or doing other forms of formal practice, chanting, reading, bowing, or doing so-called not practice, which is, of course, practice, eating, cleaning, cooking, speaking on the phone, taking care of bills, whatever is your life, Thank you.